Right now, you hear from the quarterback, Eli Manning, joins us. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli, another tough day at the shop. What's your thought about yesterday?
I thought we, did some good things, but just, didn't finish drives. Just didn't make some plays and some critical moments that kept us from winning that football game. But, guys fought hard and guys kept competing, and it was a close game till the end. And, we just didn't execute and play well enough.
You guys have had so many chances where you've knocked on the door a million times and have had such trouble getting the ball in the end zone. It's just a continuing thing. It's got to be driving you guys crazy at this point.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And, to move the ball and make some big plays and to get down there close and just not be able to punch it in at times is tough. And so, guys are working hard and fighting and giving it their all, and we just, it just comes down to, a couple plays, and we're not making those plays.
Big Ingram drop on fourth down was a key play in the game, no question. In his hands, that's a tough one right there.
Yeah, it's just kind of been the way the season's gone, everybody has a few of those, and where you miss a throw or you have a drop or just don't make a play or in some critical moments. So, he came back and got the touchdown later. So, we just got to get everybody kind of playing their best at those moments in the game when you need guys to make plays.
You're 1-7. I know it's been a very long season already at 1-7. You got the week off. You have the trade deadline tomorrow at 4:00. Everyone wants to know, is there any chance? Now, you pretty much said yesterday no, so I'm just going to ask you because everyone wants to know. Any chance that the Giants would come to you with something? Are you expecting there's any chance at all, or is it not? Is it a dead issue as far as tomorrow goes?
The trade has not been brought up to me or not been talked about in any way.
Okay.
So you
expect to still be here next week?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay, but you can't leave. They can't trade you without your permission. You got a no trade. So if you say no trade, it's no trade.
I haven't, that's something I look into or worry about. I kind of, focus on trying to play football and let all that stuff, get figured out.
Has there been any communication that Pat was asked about the quarterback, and you know how it is, Eli. Everyone wants to, everyone always wants to know, is the quarterback going to get benched? Is there going to be another quarterback when teams are losing? Has there been any indications about them changing anything with you as far as the quarterback position goes? Have you heard anything about that from the coaching staff?
No, nothing like that's been discussed with me. So, obviously we got a bye week, but none of that has been discussed with me.
Had the success you've had in your career, and I know these years have got to be just terrible to go through. I think they got to be agony. I understand that. How do you get yourself? I mean, do you just look at it? I'm going to go out and play a football game and try and win a game. It's as easy as that, or is it much harder than we know to get yourself focused and ready to play these games?
The toughest part is just the day of and night of and the couple of days following the game, and so that's the toughest part after you lose and lose consecutive games. You're hard on yourself and you try to figure out what you can do better, how you can play better, how you can put your team in a better situation to win. And to raise your level of play, raise everybody's level of play, and get on the same page as coaches, and just go through your brain and try to come up with solutions. And so, once you start, game planning for the next team, it becomes easy. You kind of get excited about, the opportunities. Hey, you kind of start visualizing plays that are going to work, and you get ready for practice and you go through it and you're kind of excited because you see, the opportunities of how you're going to move the ball and how you're going to make plays and you know, new concepts that the coaches bring in. So, you know, and yeah, and you feel good. You feel, you know, just because you feel good going in every week because we have good players. And you say, hey, you know, we can make these plays, and here are opportunities to make some shots and get some big plays. And so, you know, it's that part's not hard, getting excited about the upcoming game, because you feel like we can go out there and score and move the ball and do those things, and we're doing that at times. You know, we're not consistent enough, but you know, we have some great drives where, hey, move the ball right down the field and four or five big plays, explosive plays in a row, and you know, we're just not finishing. And so, you know, we gotta find ways just to put it all together and just finish those good drives that we have.
You know, fans, a lot of times, Eli, and we're talking about Eli Manning, of course, I've had this conversation through the years with a million of them, and I think they feel like when a team's not going to playoffs, especially a team that might have expectations, they think everybody relaxes when they can somehow play a game in their driveway, or you know, or play a game just for fun and be competitive, and not realize how competitive you guys are going to be in any game, because it's your profession, it's what you guys do. They don't realize that everyone plays hard. You got 16 games in a season, you're trying to win anyone you can and play as well as you can in any game. But I think there's a disconnect with the fan. They don't realize that the way you look at it, or the way a coach looks at it, when it's your profession. I think there's a disconnect there when your season's in their mind, when it's lost.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously this is our livelihood. This is what we train for all year round, and work and spend late nights and early mornings and preparing to go win a football game. And just because you lose, it doesn't. A few doesn't change that aspect. You're playing. You know, you're playing to have a job, and to have a job in the family, keep your coach's job, and so, you know, you're doing all those things to try to keep playing this game and to be in the locker room and be a part of something special. And so, guys are gonna keep competing and every week, and just game plan and put in extra time to study and prepare so they can go out there and get a win, and that's what it's about, just getting that winning feeling and having an opportunity to win at the end of games. And, hey, we're right in there. We're right in these games in the fourth quarter. It's a one-score game in the fourth quarter, driving. And so, we just got to, we've been in those situations, and now, we fight until the team has great fight. We've been down two scores, we've kind of, gone away and found a way to score and kind of give ourselves a chance, give ourselves an opportunity to win a game. And we just haven't been able to, put it all together.
It is frustrating. I mean, I'm sure it is for you. It is for, I'm sure, everybody in the organization. Seven sacks yesterday is a lot. I mean, they put a lot of pressure on you yesterday. Is it hard to down by down? Is it hard to play when you're not, when that's happening, when a team is putting that? I mean, it clearly is, but I mean, it's not like it's every down, but still, seven sacks in a game is a lot of sacks. I mean, that's a lot of pressure for one game, seven sacks. That's an inordinate amount, that's for sure. So, I mean, how hard is it to try and compete and play when you're getting that kind of pressure?
Well, every sack has its own story. Some of it, some are on, can be on receivers. Some are on me. Some are on the offensive line or running backs. Everybody kind of plays a part in that. And so the first person, or part you want to blame is the offensive line. That's not fair to them. That's not the way it goes. So it's, those guys that, are good players on the other side, paid to sack the quarterback and they're going to make some plays sometimes. So, it's just a combination of obviously not being stuck in some third and longs where you got to try to hold the ball to get the ball down the field and kind of, take that chance of saying, hey, I can dump this off and get 5 or 6 yards, or I can try to hold and see if we can get something down the field to give ourselves a chance to get this first down, and therefore you kind of risk taking that sack. It's just trying to, kind of play those odds, and obviously the ones that hurt are the first and second down sacks. When you got a good drive going, or you got some momentum, you get a couple first downs, and all of a sudden So you take a sack and it can end the drive. Those are the ones that are frustrating. Then we got to do a better job of trying to eliminate those because they kind of keep us from getting completions or moving, getting in good down and distance and from continuing that drive.
Listen, you're never a guy who points a finger at anybody. You never have. I know you're not going to do that. You just never do. You just didn't right now, and you could have. I mean, your coach just came on and said only one sack was a sack where it was on the coverage downfield, one out of seven. You don't do that. It's just not your way. You never have. But when you've gone through this as long as you have, and you've been and had the success in the past that you've had, it's got to be frustrating that this isn't getting better, that whatever's going on is still going on here in week eight. It's got to be very frustrating.
Well, yeah. I mean, this game can be frustrating. And obviously, there's not a ton of quick fixes in this game. And you can tweak a few things and, try to get some better plays here or there or try to, change things up, but we got some new guys playing at some spots, and it just takes a little time to everybody to gel and come together and just be able to overcome some things. And so it just takes everybody to work extremely hard, get some breaks, and we got to make some plays when there are plays to be made, and when guys when we have the good a good play call and it's lined up with the defense, and we got to convert, we got to make the plays, we got to make the blocks, and it's just timing, and we're not putting it all together.
Do you sense that there's a good commitment? I mean, you went through this last year, but last year I could see the reasons why. You had a lot of guys hurt. You didn't have a full complement of guys a lot of time. You didn't have your receivers a lot of time. This year, you got a lot of weapons around you, and it's still not working. Now, we're looking at it and saying, boy, you got Barkley, you got Beckham, you have had Ingram for half the games or more, and you've had Shepard, and it's just and sometimes it looks good. You've passed for a lot of yardage. It's just that everything looks good. You're completing 69% of your passes. You're in the top third of the league in yardage gained as a quarterback. You're just not scoring points. And that's really, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, and it is. That's what it comes down to. We got to put it together. And that's finishing drives. That's well when you get down the red zone and not going backwards and staying in good, down in distance. So it's just kind of finishing those drives, and that's what it comes down to, because we are having good drives. We are having some explosive plays in the passing game, and it's just kind of putting everything together, hitting those big plays, we're not getting the 70-yard passes and the 60-yard touchdown runs. We're kind of hitting some 20 and 30 yard ones and getting some close ones, but we're just not making those big plays for touchdowns. We got to get those help get the momentum going, get everybody excited. But then also, when we get down there close into the, 4 and 5 yard line, we're just not able to punch it in. We try to run it a few times and not quite getting there. And just not there on the passes as well. So we just, it's just going to come from getting the coaches, getting the players all on the same page and just executing at a higher level.
Is it easier to take this kind of season late in the career rather than early in the career, or it doesn't really make any difference?
No, I think it's tough. I think, early in your career, you have a tough season, or you have tough games. Chalk it up to, it's learning, and you're learning how to win and figuring it all together. And you got time, and you're building something with your core group of guys. Late in the year, you don't know if there's another year. You don't know what's kind of ahead of you. And that's, makes it tough. Makes you, try to put everything, give it your all and get everything to turn around or get that win or feel good about, what's going to happen. And so I think that's kind of the outlook. And I got, I got eight games left to make something good of this season. And, and, uh, you know, it doesn't guarantee you make playoffs or you're playing next year, or it doesn't guarantee anything, but you can feel good and you can, you know, it's fun to win. It's fun to win football games. It's fun to win multiple football games in a row. Those are great, great feelings, and we have an opportunity to do that and to feel good about, you know, what we're doing and feel, you know, it's, you know, when you have that feeling in the locker room or playing trips or that next week of practice, it just makes everything, you know, a little bit easier to handle and easier to smile you know, just go, you know, you can kind of get into a rhythm and, you know, just, you know, the spirits change and things get contagious and the hard work becomes contagious. And so, you know, when you're not rewarded for the hard work and the dedication, it's tough on a team.
You spent most of your adult life in that uniform. You've been here a very long time. You've been a fixture in this town for 15 years, which is a long time. Does it cross your mind now in these games that you may be coming to the end with this franchise? Does that cross your mind at all? You don't think about that?
You know, you try not to think of it. You understand, and you know, I see the big picture, and hey, you understand when you get to, you know, you're 15 and you're not winning games. You don't know how many, you know, more opportunities you have, and so you want to make the most of what you have. And. You know, makes it tough when you're not winning games, you're not scoring points and not, you know, able to do everything you want to do. And so, but it's not going to change the effort and the dedication. I know that. And, I'm going to, you know, do everything possible for, you know, the offense, for the team, for, coaches, for the fans to go out there and change the season and get some wins.
Have you lost any confidence in yourself?
No, I mean, because I feel like I can, you know, I can make the throws. I can, you know, make the throws down the field. I can make throws and give us drives. I can pick up protections and you know, change things and get us good plays. And like you said, we're throwing the ball, we're hitting yards, we're making, you know, doing some good things, having some nice drives. It's just, you know, it's just kind of finishing some things and scoring more touchdowns and being more efficient in some critical moments of the game. And that's in the red zone. That's on third down. And that's, you know, in fourth quarter, in those situations, you know, it's me, and the whole offense, you know, kind of, you know, stepping up that game to, you know, be clutch in those moments.
And so, I mean, do you think of it like a win gives you, you know, if you win one, you know, you're back the next week. Is it almost like a week to week thing now? Or do you,
I don't think of it that way. I just think, hey, got an opportunity to win a football game and feel good about the work that we're putting in.
Listen, thanks. I know this is a tough question. We'll talk to you in two weeks.
Matt.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. You know, it's like the same question for eight straight weeks. It's really tough. It is. It's the same thing over and over. It doesn't sound like he's going anywhere, folks, obviously. Said no one's talked to him about it. He's got a no trade. Now, he didn't say he would never wait no trade because I'm smart. I know he's smart enough to think that if someone came to him with a great opportunity, he would take it, I'm sure. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And you heard him say that he still has confidence in what he does. He's never going to blame it on the offensive line. It's just not his way. And he's never going to get down because it's just not his way. But you can tell that he understands the clock's ticking. At 1-7, after 3-13. And when you look at this, realize how much losing has gone into the last 5 or 6 years when you realize that they never had a losing year the first 8 years. You know, not one. And now he's had 5 in the last 6. It's got to get to, I mean, he doesn't let it show that it gets to him. I'm sure it gets to him. I know it gets to him. But he doesn't let you see that part. And he doesn't throw anybody under the bus. It's just not his way. It's just not who he is. It's just, it's never going to be what he says. I don't think, I'm just giving you my opinion, though. I don't think that Sherman wants to change quarterbacks. I think Sherman's trying to win as many games. Listen, Sherman's got a lousy record lifetime. He's got to worry about his own career. He needs to win games. His best chance to win games is with Eli Manning. That's the bottom line. He's saying to himself, 4-12 is a heck of a lot better than, you know, 1-15, and I'm going to play this guy. Now, I think you'll get to a point where you get to weeks 15 or 16 or 17, and I think you'll probably, I'd say by week 15 or 16, you'll see let him play a game or two. But I think before that, it'll be Eli Manning because I think it gives him the best chance to win games or to string a couple of games together. Now, remember, they've just gone through that part of the schedule. Now it lightens up a little. Week 10, they have San Francisco on a Monday night in San Francisco. Let's say, for argument's sake, we say they win that game, okay? They come off that game. They play Tampa at home. They can win that game. Then after that, they play, well, they're at Philadelphia, so that's a tough one. So they have two back-to-back. If they won those two in a row, you know Eli's going to play in Philly. And then they go to Washington, back-to-back weeks. I don't think you start the kid in those games. You come off that, they play Tennessee at home. The last two are at Indy and home against Cowboys. That could be the division title of that game. You know, you never know if it was, or keeping them out of the playoffs. You know, who knows? He might play them all. You know, maybe he runs the table and then he runs into the sunset. You know? Who knows? I don't know how this is going to work out. The only thing we know so far is they're not going to playoffs. That's all we know. And it doesn't sound like they will be trading or moving Eli Manning before tomorrow. He said he's heard nothing, and he has not been asked to waive anything. He does have a no trade back after this.